Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You have another one of those Buckleys over there for me there, big fella?
Yes, I got one for you,
all right,
man.
Thank you very much.
So, you know, we've been talking about all these different teams around here. Obviously, the Knicks, the Rangers, the Islanders all going to the playoffs. The Knicks, number two seed, Rangers, number one seed, and the Islanders fought themselves all the way back to the number three seed.
Got to respect. You want to talk about grit and guile.
Yeah, okay.
That's that team.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have your high-flying stars. You can have your Artemi Panarins, and you can have the Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
Guys flying around.
Oh, and yeah.
Lafreniere. And,
yep.
And that, like that talent and that skating ability and the speed, you know, I'll take 10 times out of 10.
Grit and guile. I get
and
it.
And guile.
Yeah, we have grit and guile, too.
Intestinal fortitude.
We have a lot of that, too. And we also have a great goaltender.
Cal Clutterbuck.
Yeah.
Czekas.
I mean, if Cal had Matt his, Martin. You know, stick turned the right way last night, Matt put the puck right there, could have easily had a goal. Shot it behind the goalie. I don't know what that is. You got to get inside. Like, you shoot behind the goalie, it's got to go in the net.
Did they win?
Yeah, they did. And good for them.
Are they 7-0-1 in their last eight?
Hey, I thought, you know, this is the thing. And I remember talking to Sydney around the trade deadline. Because every family in the NHL gets nervous around the trade deadline, especially when your contract is going to be up.
That's right.
Which is like Matt and Cal are right in that sweet spot to be traded if Lou Lamoriello didn't believe in them. And he did believe in them, and he believed in his team, and he made the coaching change, of course. And that's unfortunate for the coach who gets fired. But for the new coach that comes in, and if he can ignite something about the team and maybe change a few lines around, next thing you know, they start winning. And that's why we say, you know, the last 10 to 15 to 10 games of the NHL regular season, that's where you have to win. And that's how the Islanders have basically overtaken the Flyers and have gotten to number three in the Metro, which is a great accomplishment for them. But for the Rangers, I was thinking, going into last night's game, had they lost, and somehow the Hurricanes would have overtaken them.
Yeah,
it would have been perceived as such a downer and so negative that I was glad that they were able to get Igor a shutout last night, as he has to play the role of Henrik Lundqvist now.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of shots that he's going to have to stop that are going to be point blank for whatever godforsaken reason.
Yeah, be careful.
But at the end of the day, you know, Artemi Panarin came back, had a great season. Chris Kreider had another great season. I know Mika's a 200-foot player, and he does so many great things for us. Even though his totals may be down a little bit, he's still a great player. Vinny Trocheck, great player. Adam Fox, unbelievable. Just the little things that he does. And, you know, they also recognized the change up the D-pairs and put Miller and Schneider together, which I thought was something that we saw when Trouba was out at the beginning, and it's worked out great. Those young players play great together.
I tell you, there is not a team around here right now that's got more pressure on them than the New York Rangers. I mean, you can make a case for the Knicks. You can make a case for the Yankees. You could make a case for the New York Jets. But there is not a single team in the tri-state area that's got more riding on this postseason than the New York Rangers.
Al, pressure is a
privilege.
Thank you.
I'm not saying it's
that's
not.
That's what you want, man.
Just and saying, you know, they can.
Whatever happened to them whatever happened in the middle of that Devils series with Gerard Gallant, whatever, and Artemi Panarin, and whatever happened then, basically has propelled them to have the greatest regular Ranger season ever.
Statistically. I mean,
holy crap. It's hard to fight every which way?
It's hard to say that 93-94. I mean,
you got to finish it off. I mean, if you want to have the greatest regular season and playoff performance of all time, you know, then they have to go all the way and they got to win. But, you know, like I said, one shift, one period, one game, baby. And yeah. I'm a very pleasantly surprised and certainly enjoyed every single game this year. Even the 4-1 loss to the Flyers last week. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a long season. And to get there at Game 82, have to win it and win the President's Trophy and have the number one seed, that is, to me, an incredible accomplishment by a group of guys who certainly said exactly that when they started the regular season.
And you're not worried about the President's Trophy curse at all?
Because nope.
That's a real thing.
No, I was more worried about if they would have lost and the Hurricanes overtaking them, the perception about them. And,
yeah.
and honestly, there is a part of me that, you know, I want them to use not the President's Trophy, but the lack of respect that they are getting from a lot of people who cover the NHL. They think that the Rangers are not the best team in the league. They think the Hurricanes are better. They think the Dallas Stars are better. They think the Avalanche are better. And you can go down the list. They think the Bruins are better. And that's the kind of chip on my shoulder that I would try to convey to this group, which they have played with all year long.
Let's go to Justin, who's in Manasquan. What's going on, Justin? Hello, Justin. There you go.
Comparisons. Got me?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, just all the Lundqvist and Shesterkin comparisons. Are we planning on him also continuing the legacy of choking in the playoffs and not winning any Stanley Cups?
Boomer, I think that was addressed to you.
Suck it, Justin.
I mean, Henrik was an amazing Ranger and had his night.
So Shesterkin, he's on his. I remember when Henrik first got here.
Yeah,
and you know we were like, wow, we got something. What a draft pick! Holy God! And he turned out to be a great Ranger. Yes,
but the point being that if Shesterkin takes his team and they're holding skating around with the cup, then automatically Shesterkin goes down in Rangers history.
Mike Richter.
Even bigger than Lundqvist.
No,
I'm not forgetting Richter. I'm talking about what the caller said. Shesterkin and Lundqvist.
That last caller is just unhappy that his team's not going to the playoffs this year after having 112 points last year.
Could have been an Islander fan, but it's probably
that was a Devils fan, 100%.
Yeah.
I get it. We're gonna hear all this stuff over the next 5 weeks, 6 weeks. I get it. I hear it. You know, yeah. Do what you want. You know, get it off your chest if you need to. Just as long as you love hockey as much as I do, I don't really care.
I mean, the Devil fan is just trying to get their shots in now because they're pissed off and they still have what they're last year.
Shut the f*** up, you f***head Devil fan.
I had my moments too.
Of course.
Yes, of course.
I know. That should be in the next promo. It's Boomer and Geo Live.
Shut the F up.
You bleep Devil fan.
You know what is amazing though?
What's that?
Like you'll have a Ranger, like Yankee, and let's say Nets fan.
Okay.
And they love your take on the teams that you guys, that we agree on.
Sure.
But they can't stand you for the takes that you have for the other teams that are not, you're not a part of their fan base.
It's amazing. I've never seen anything like it. The turn of fans on social media these days about, like, if you're a fan of the team and you're negative about them, then they hate your guts. If you're a fan of another team and you just say any take about, let's say, the Yankees, then they hate your guts. Impossible. It's impossible to make all these fans happy.
I'm not like Eddie. I don't hate the Yankees.
Yeah.
And I recognize great players, and I give them their due respect when I see those players, like a Derek Jeter, who did it right.
Let me ask you, if you could do it all over again, and pick the teams, knowing the outcome of all these years of New York sports, would you change your fandom?
Not in one bit, because you're missing one very important ingredient.
What's that?
I'm a fan of those teams because I shared that fandom with my dad.
Yeah, you're making this a little too personal for me right now.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you, that's the way it is for me. I shared those moments with my dad. My dad took me to the Garden when it opened in 1968. We sat in a corner above a Budweiser sign, and we went to maybe 10 Ranger games a year. We went to about 10 Met games a year from the age of 7 to about 14 until I was really getting into all my own sports.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time at those different venues, and there was a closeness that was brought up through sports, and it's what drove me to ultimately become an NFL player. But so I would never change any of it. I don't care what anybody says, because I shared it with my dad.
Yeah, I know.
Now, I felt the same way with me and Gunner and with me and Sydney. And then look what Sydney does.
Well,
I mean, I would never do that to my... I would have never done that to my dad. And the indignity
the betrayal.
Of all... And the indignity of all is I had to pay for a wedding for an Islander.
Yeah, and it wasn't
and
a cheap wedding.
And all those Islanders were there.
It wasn't at the VFW hall.
No, I tried to get it at the Knights of Columbus, I'm pretty sure, but it was not happening.
It wasn't at the mansion in Oakdale. Let's go to Dominic, who's calling from Staten Island. What's going on, Dominic?
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Gio, I just want to bring out a point to you.
Yeah.
When you're talking about the jinx with the President's Trophy.
Mm.
In 1994, when the Rangers won the Cup, they also won the President's Trophy.
Yes, they did, Dominic. So it's been more of a recent trend than
it
was
going
back then.
We also had Mark Messier on that team. I mean, that's the guy.
So I'll counter that with one, the fact, you know, it happened once, not happening again. And two, you know, this is like the last 10 years you've really seen. It's the last decade of the President's Trophy curse that has really taken hold of the NHL.
And last year... Perfect example.
Worst one ever.
Best team ever.
You know what? You know what I think? I don't think I'm going to play golf with you today. You asked me to play golf with you, and I was going to play, and I was looking forward to it. I was feeling good. And now all of a sudden, like, I don't know why you've taken like the last 15 minutes and are just trying to like get underneath my skin.
Did you not hear what I said earlier?
And you're also the one that said this morning.
Did you not?
You know, I want you to be happy.
I need
your team to win. But it doesn't sound that way like when you're talking to me about them.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the caller, Dominic. And Dominic said, I want to bring up this point to you, Gio. So I was talking to him. I wasn't talking to you. I stand by everything I said earlier. I don't want to see you ornery. We don't want to see that.
No.
For God's sakes, Eddie almost got fired once to try to make you happy after the Rangers got eliminated from the postseason. Do you remember that? He went against strict orders from management to not bring in a dog to work. And he said, screw it. It's more important to me to try to put a smile on Boomer's face after the Rangers got eliminated than my own job and livelihood, because no one wants to deal with it. So I stand by everything I said. I was just responding to Dominic. But you're right now, you're like high alert. You're in fighting mode. Everything's getting to you now.
Well,
because you could smell the postseason. So every little thing is now making you like want to drop the gloves.
And I'm just getting ready to go to Montreal, too. You forget that.
That is true.
Yeah.
One of the many... what is that? What do you have? What's in Montreal? The hockey tournament.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, well, you're going to be playing.
Go up to Canada and beat some Canadian ass.
You going to play some guys from Nova Scotia?
Somebody's going home in an ambulance. Okay, guys.
Yeah,
I know. With your teeth and you.
But that's what, I love that story.
Yeah.
For people who don't know, Boomer was playing in one of these tournaments and they played this team from Nova Scotia and they said, someone's going home in an ambulance.
Yeah, they skated in front of our bench. Somebody's going home in an ambulance.
Yeah, right.
Chill
out.
Dumbass.
Deep in Brooklyn, what's going on, Deep?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. How's it going?
All right, Deep. What's happening?
Yeah, Boomer, I'm not nearly as old of a person you guys are, so you might know a lot more about Rangers history. So I want to ask you, what's the main reason why Lundqvist never won a cup? Because I have my own thoughts on that. I want to get your thoughts.
Well, I would say that we've never really ever had the best team. We've always had a great goaltender, but we haven't had a... Like, Panarin would be that guy, and Fox would be that guy this year. There are more high-end players on these teams. But, you know, Mike Richter had Mark Messier. You know, Mark Messier was undoubtedly, to me, the greatest leader in hockey history. And there could be some other arguments, but he was a guy that was not going to let his team lose. And as a matter of fact, you know, when they had to win a game six in New Jersey, he guaranteed it on the back pages of the New York newspapers and the tabloids in the same city in which, you know, the Devils are living. And that took a lot of balls. And he went out and scored a hat trick. But really, when you remember that game, you remember early on the incredible saves by Mike Richter. And then, of course, Messier and Leach and those guys picked up the slack. So that's what's going to have to happen now. I mean, you got to tighten up in front of your goalie. Your goalie's going to make great saves. As a matter of fact, both goalies this year have been amazing for the Rangers. And, you know, it's going to be a war going through the playoffs.
Give me an answer on this. Please give me an answer on this. Who would you rather see, the Red Wings or the Capitals?
I don't really care.
I knew you would give me an answer.
I don't care.
All right. You don't care. Bring them on. I get it.
Ovechkin's a pain in the ass.
Tough guy spot.
But I would also say the Red Wings are a younger team. But, you know, the Capitals, you know, have Ryan Lindgren's brother as a goalie.
Yeah.
Ryan Lindgren is a defenseman for the Rangers. And he's given us fits.
Let's go to Tom in New Jersey. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, Tom. What's up?
Hey, Boomer. Listen, I'm a big fan, a hockey fan. I'm an Islander fan. I'm very happy for the Rangers. I really am. But, you know, last week when you played the Islanders, you were complaining how dirty team, dirty team, dirty team. Every check they did, blah, blah, blah. The coaches even came out and said, you know what? It wasn't what we thought it was. Now, the Rangers beat the Islanders in overtime. Nothing was said. Great game, I guess, right? So why do you complain about the Islanders all the time? I don't get it.
Well, because my son-in-law plays for them. That's why. And I have a microphone, and he doesn't. And that's why. So I try to get under his skin as much as he tries to get under my skin. He sends my granddaughter, you know, a video telling me how much she loves me, trying to soften me up, and I'm not going to get softened up. I'm sorry.
No, I totally.
Tom, let me just tell you something. I understand you love the hockey. I love the hockey, but I have something that I've had to deal with for what, 8 or 9 years now, like that you don't have to deal with. Like I have a personal connection to the Islanders.
Absolutely.
And this Ledecky character over there, he's been trying to use that to get me to come over to their side. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. By the way, I heard that Ledecky has sometimes been in that Sparky costume.
I wouldn't doubt it.
That's what I heard is a rumor. Right. He wants to, you know how they do undercover boss?
Is he like a secret furry?
No, he's not a secret furry. That's implying that he's a real weirdo. He's not that. He puts on the Sparky costume and he wants to like see what's going on inside the organization, you know, sniffing people out.
Right. You got to remember, so Gunnar gets married back in 2021 and Matt and the Islanders are in the conference finals against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And Matt could not make the wedding. He was actually in Gunnar's wedding party and has been a really great friend to Gunnar since he's met him. And me, Darcy, and obviously Gunnar are all Ranger fans. So we have our Ranger jerseys on and we have a cutout of Matt.
Yep.
And that was the night that Matt actually scored the game-winning goal against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yep. Unbelievable.
And you want to know something? I cheered for Matt that night.
Wow. Good for you.
And so did I, because I was there.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You were there. That's right. Gio and Al and those guys weren't there, right?
No, I don't think so.
There was a reason why. You know our reason. You know the reason.
Yeah, I know your reason.
I mean, my God, we weren't allowed.
Right.
I'm just saying. Don't hold that against us.
Okay.
I mean, you understood at the time. Bringing it up now, making me feel like crap about it.
Well, they're showing the picture on CBS Sports Network, and that's what reminded me.
Chris in Massapequa. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. Listen, Boomer.
What?
I'm listening to all this hockey talk.
Listen, yes.
And as a parent, I got to ask you. You're going to sit there right now, and I understand that you're a Ranger fan. And
My whole life, since I was seven years old.
I see that. And I'm actually watching you on TV right now, and I'm looking at this picture of you and your daughter. Wouldn't you, if you could pick, would you rather the Rangers win the Stanley Cup or Matt Martin, your daughter's husband, win and make her happy? Because that's your daughter, because I can see how much your father
make her Chris happy. My whole life has been making her happy.
Man, oh man, you obviously don't listen to the show, Chris.
I mean, the only thing, like, Gio has brought up a scenario that did touch me. It did touch me.
Yeah.
I don't know what Eddie's saying to you in your ear. You want to say it?
Yeah, it was, well, if Matt wins, then at least Winnie could have a champion for a father, unlike Sydney.
Okay, that's fine. I get it. Good shot by the communist. It's fine. So, along those lines, you did say that Winnie and Allie, you could see them both sitting in the cup.
Yeah. Yep.
You did say that.
I did. And how cool would that be?
Well, it all depends on what happens with my team and how it happens.
Sure. Like, if you lost in the conference final, well, they would face each other in the second round. But if you lost the Islanders along the way, that would be very difficult. Now, Casper is being raised a Ranger fan.
Right.
What would happen then?
Well, I mean, it'd be unbelievable.
I'm saying, would he go into the Stanley Cup if
I could
the Islanders...
get my hands on it, but I don't know how I'd get my hands on it.
No, I'm talking about if the Islanders won.
During Matt's day with the Cup.
Yeah, you know, Sydney had him dressed in a shirt last Tuesday night. He said, he's conflicted. I love Uncle Matty, but I'm a Ranger fan. So he had that shirt on, then she gave him, and then Darcy had some orange jacket on him. So I'm like, he's got the blue and orange on, but he really has the Ranger logo in there. And then that was a weird deal. And then he was cheering, not knowing that it was the Islanders scoring. And I'm sitting there watching Sydney with both of them, and I'm like, I can't handle this. These kids got to get out of here.
I know we're late here. I have to take Chris and Howell. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, guys. Hey, Boomer. I just want to say, I know the guys are messing with you, trying to bring you down, but if you ever want to feel good about yourself, just remember what we learned about you in the softball game, that uniform, man. Come on, you got it.
You got it. Yes, we saw the outline of Boomer's penis, and that softball uniform is what Chris is alluding to.
Could you imagine in the Major League Baseball uniform?
Oh, my God. No, I can't. All right, Boomer and Gio on the fan.
I heard Jerry talking about, or CeeLo talking about, a guy getting hit in the knuckles.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A Monday warrior, mean strike. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We got a pair of Boomer and Geo Live tickets to give away. In about 10 minutes or less. Excited for that. Giving away all week long in the 9 o'clock hour. Jerry Recco is here. He's got another update for us. What's going on, Jerry?
Good morning. We are brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. So I came up with a couple of other John Sterling ones here to see if you like these. This is one that I completely forgot about. Do you guys remember the Raul Ibanez one?
God.
Anybody?
Raul's so cool.
Good job, Eddie.
Raul Ibanez just hit a tying two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth with two outs. A Hollywood drama. How many times can he do it? Raul, so cool.
Wow. So that one was pretty good. And then, of course, a little selfishly, do you remember the John Sterling Ichiro call?
Yeah. Ichi.
It'll be a 3-2.
Swung on and driven deep to right. Nut ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Ichiro. Lady Marmalade. Ichi, gichi, ya, ya, da, da.
Back in the day. Pretty good editing, too, by the way. Got the little crack of the bat in there. So you have all that. More on John from last night, as we found out before the game that he was going to retire. He went on with Evan and Tiki. I played this earlier. This was where he said it was very simple for him.
I just don't want to do any more work. I've worked for 64 years, and in July I'll be 86. So, you know, let's face it, my time has come.
Yeah, he said he couldn't. He said he still loves calling the games, likes being at the stadium, does not want to drive there, and does not want to drive home late at night anymore, and he's exhausted.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
I mean, it's interesting he started the season and then stopped.
Yeah.
But I guess sort of that's what it takes, where he had this long off season, he goes back to do it, and then all of a sudden he's like, man, I just can't do it anymore.
It has to be weird, too, you would think.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But do you remember when Ricky Ricardo had to save him from the flood?
Yeah, that's right.
Remember that whole
very
thing?
Easily could have let him drown and then taken his job
right there.
Yeah, this is a backstabbing business, and Ricky actually saved John Sterling.
I don't think that.
Ricky is not a Shiv spot guy. Not that guy.
He is not.
No. And
he's a guy.
There are other guys out there that are in this business that are Shiv spot guys.
Shiv spot guys. Stugatz told us right off the bat he was a Shiv spot guy.
100%. Like
Ricky,
you got to be the program director, you got to be midday or afternoon drive. I mean, what do you want?
I mean, there is no better explanation of somebody's character than that story right there. That Ricky Ricardo could have had career advancement if he just looked the other way, but instead pulled the man out a little water.
You can't live with yourself with that.
Some people could.
No, you can't. Oh,
there's many murderers out there.
Shift spot is one thing. Letting a man drown and die is another.
Jerry, in this business, you know that.
No,
you've had a steady job for the last 18 years. You're the voice of Columbia. Now you're the voice of Rutgers. You're the face and voice of the Cowboys.
No, I am not.
You're the update guy here at WFAN, Boomer and Geo in the morning. You were with Craig and me. I mean, listen, you are a star.
Oh,
so you
yeah.
don't have to worry.
Shining bright.
You don't have to. You're the guy.
Yeah, I know.
He's
it's
always
tough.
Like, you're always on my ass. I'm like, I'm trying to give you a compliment.
Appreciate it. I said shining Jesus. Bright.
All right, well, let me ask you.
If shining bright like a diamond.
Yes.
Shining bright like a diamond. All right, let me ask you. If Evan Roberts was drowning in his CRV and Stugatz was watching it.
Oh, see ya.
What do you think would happen?
He's helping him.
No, he's not.
No, I don't think he is.
He's not going to let the guy suffocate and drown.
I think he would.
No, here's the thing that
he's got no personal connection to
him. Here's what I appreciated about that whole thing, what Stugatz called in, his honesty.
Yeah. I think he'd let him die. Yeah, I think he would.
No, he wouldn't. I don't believe that. I don't think he's a bad guy. He just wants his job.
Doesn't want him dead.
But it's not. It wasn't his fault that the flood happened. He was just, he's like, he didn't want to get himself involved.
No, I'm sorry. There's got to be some part of humanity that would help.
Maybe Stugatz would. He'd call 911, but he'd say, no rush. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Take it easy.
That, remember, you know better than anybody. That call's recorded.
911, yes.
I know what he would do. He would call 311 first, like as a mistake to make it longer for 911.
Can't live with yourself.
And you're watching this happen?
I am.
Yeah, see? That's exactly what would happen.
Too funny. You want to hear one more from John from way back when he was the Braves play-by-play man?
Yeah, I'd love this.
This Rick Camp home run, you had that what crazy extra inning game. This is John. So this is 40 years ago? No, longer than that. 39 years ago.
It'll be an 0-2 pitch. And he hits it to deep left. Heat goes back. It is gone. Holy cow. Oh, my goodness. I don't believe it. Rick Camp. I don't believe it. Remember what I just said, if he hits a home run, that certifies this game as the wackiest, wildest, most improbable game in history.
So that is a very young John Sterling from many, many years ago. As for the Yankees last night, after all this happened, they did lose to the Blue Jays by the score of 3-1.
I feel like I need, remember the last hour you said you felt the need to say that he's not dead? I now feel the need to say
I'm
that.
Sorry,
after
yes.
The way, like, he's still alive. He's just retiring. For anybody that's just listening. No, because the way that it was, like, after all that happened yesterday, the Yankees went out and played a game, and they were just talking about him drowning.
That's right.
He's alive. He's healthy.
Now, what is going on here?
He's 85. He's going to be 86. Everybody's going to miss him. We're paying homage. We're not saying goodbye to John Sterling in his life.
Well, they'll say goodbye to him on Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the field ceremony.
That's going to be great.
Pre-game. Want to go?
I'll see you later.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of ceremonies down on that field for players who have done great things for the Yankees. You know, A-Rod had his big celebration in
the monsoon.
Yes.
When it wasn't raining at Citi Field at the same exact time.
And it's kind of the same situation because it was right in the middle of the season.
Sure it was.
So do you think, like, this particular celebration, the way the fans are going to react to this? How do you think the fans are going to have to be, like, totally over?
I mean, are you kidding me? Of course they are. I mean, there's not a single, I mean, some people would joke around about it. See a home run or a foul ball or something, but guy's one of the most lovable figures in the last 30-40 years in Yankee history.
All the brilliance, all the mistakes.
Yeah.
And then getting hit in the face with a baseball and still calling the game.
Ow!
Ow! Ow!
Ow. Even the way he said that was so announcer. Like, ow. Ow.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
He said three outs.
Ow.
And he just brushed it off and kept going like a hockey player.
It's absolutely incredible.
What would you do?
I might go home. I don't know. It depends on how serious it was. I might have done that.
Have you ever been hit with a basketball?
No, but I caught one. My old partner, Joe Boylan, who has since passed away, Rutgers played a game at Fordham like 5 years ago, and I caught a ball right in front of his face. It was on TV, too. That was kind of cool.
I could have sworn Boomer was going to. Imagine if you got the play-by-play job for the Yankees and you got hit in the head with a foul ball and died in the booth. How epic that would be. I could have sworn he was going down that route. But I didn't
think you gave him enough time to process it.
All these years, you finally got the play-by-play job of a lifetime.
I didn't want to bring up
the Father's
Day.
With your sons in the booth.
Yeah, I know that you're very sensitive about this, Jerry, and I wasn't trying to set you off.
Oh, no, I'm not sensitive. I just think it's an assy thing to say. That's all.
I mean...
Hey, wouldn't it be great if you were there with your kids and you were fishing and you got eaten by a shark? You died doing what you loved. It would be epic. Not really. It'd be kind of sad, really.
I'm telling you. It would be very sad. My buddy almost lost his head.
The headless funeral.
Oh, my God. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was way closer to death than Jerry's situation.
I mean, oof.
We know. You brought the show down with that.
We would have been at a headless funeral. We'd be at a headless funeral. The airbags went off and everything else. The car was totaled. But if he were in a sedan, we'd be at a headless funeral.
If he were in a sedan.
It's true.
No, I know.
Boy.
That was one of the COVID shows, too. We were all home.
Correct.
July 6th.
And the COVID show also, he's wonderful, and I heard you mention him today, but that was also the Mike Del Judas when he played the...
Yes.
The slow song.
Yeah, it was the... Yeah, that was the kickoff to summer virtual party right. that we were trying to have.
Worst idea ever.
You know what we'll do? We'll just do kickoff to summer, but we'll just be home. Everybody will be home. It's still Memorial Day. It's still summer.
Like a nice dirge.
Yeah, I know. And Mike Del Judas gets on there. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Happy summer, everybody.
Yeah, right.
Right. I know we've been through a tough couple of months, but we're going to...
But just imagine funeral pyres.
I remember looking at Al on the monitor.
He was so mad.
He was like, what are we doing?
He put his face right up to the camera in the Zoom and was going, what are we doing?
Did you ever find out the reason why he did that?
No. I guess he thought the occasion with people dying of COVID called for a Good Night Saigon. And then worse, he played an original.
Original dirge.
What are we doing? You didn't say anything to him yesterday on the golf course.
No, I didn't. Okay. No, I said that. I'm not going to bring that up.
You ruined our show.
No,
it was not him.
I mean, the guy's unbelievable. I mean,
I had him at Sydney's wedding.
Right, I know.
The guy's
incredible.
That was just a weird spot.
It was just the wrong place, time type of... Yeah.
And we gave away a party when people had to separate.
Oh, that, yeah.
Here's your grand prize. So 50 people together.
You think, oh.
And we had to zoom into it. All right. This report has been brought to you by Jack Pocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone.
Wow.
Wow. Let's get to moment of the day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. And this minute kind of encapsulates what's been going on here over the last few weeks. And Boomer thinking about a couple of things.
There's probably a lot of inbox flooding going on right now.
Probably.
Ryan Hurley's got...
Andrew Bogish came over to me and said, what do you think's going on with this job now?
There you go.
I said, I don't know. I'm not saying he wanted it. The point is, this is a talking point now in the business.
And by the way, when did program director become brand ambassador?
Brand manager.
Whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, brand manager.
Who created that title?
I don't know. Everything's got a euphemistic title now, you know? It's ridiculous.
So was Chernoff the brand manager when he was here?
He was. Yeah, he was.
Was that on his card?
It was eventually. At some point changed it from program director to brand ambassador, brand manager.
You slapdick.
No. Is it brand manager or brand ambassador?
I think it's brand manager. Okay. Also, that's on the card. It says program director, brand manager, slapdick.
Congratulations, Ryan. Moment of the day.
Yeah, welcome to WFAN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So there's a photographer that you use for your foundation, Phil, and he's an amazing guy, great photographer. So at the black tie event on Saturday night, he came up to me, he showed me this video, and he goes, I think this was actually his idea. He goes, I think we should do this to Al Dukes. I'm like, oh my God, this is another one of these things. We're sending him to Africa. We're doing all these things.
Yeah.
And he shows me this video of a man in one of those big giant bubbles, much like Al and Jerry were in at the kickoff to summer a number of years ago. And this man in this bubble is standing in the bubble on a tee box, and there are two people with a giant golf club, and they swing it together and launch this guy. I mean, I'm talking launch him.
Yep.
About 100 yards and probably 30 feet, 40 feet up into the air. Now, it looks to me like a doctored video because I don't understand how someone could be just launched by getting hit like that. But you think it's real and Al thinks
it's real. I kind of do think it's real. And then I was thinking about, you know what? This would be great at my golf tournament as a long drive contest. So Al gets launched like 10 times by guys like Wally Szczerbiak.
Oh, my God.
I'll let that Garth Snow, Greg Buttle take a whack at you.
Jesus.
They would love that.
And by the way,
Phil Sims would love it.
Leon Seidler's son, Jeffrey, hits the ball about 400 yards.
Oh, he would be great.
We'll give him the club.
But what's interesting, in the video that you have, you should put it out on X or Instagram, but in the video you have, it's a man and a woman holding the end of this ginormous club.
Yeah.
And they're swinging together.
They are.
If you really look at it.
Yeah, they are. Yep.
I don't know. Because of that bubble with Al and Jerry at the kickoff the summer show, I could see this being a real thing. But how can the guy in the...
get launched that far without any other assistance?
Yeah, I don't...
Just by the swing?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean...
I'm putting it out on X right now.
I got to tell you. If that were Alan there, that would be great.
Yeah.
Or Jerry.
No, it can't be real because if you watch the video closer, like the way it's like sped up, the way that they like their speed, the video like speeds up.
I would pay Evan Roberts to do it.
I don't know that if he needs the money that bad to be launched into the sky like that.
Or maybe Sal Licata?
No. Sal wouldn't do that. Marash would do it. He'd throw him in there naked and he'd do it.
How about Peter Schwartz?
There's no way any of us are launching. I mean, Peter's like he's pushing 320. You think we're going to hit him into the air that high?
It doesn't mean we have to do it, but I'm just telling you, you get like this new golf group that you're with now.
I don't think so, man. I don't think it would be great if it was real. If we did long drive contest with somebody in there, would be really, really good. You know what you do is that the foursome that comes in last, they all have to climb in there.
launched.
Yeah. Worst score gets launched.
Yeah, I can understand where you I don't know, whoever did it, if I hadn't seen Al and Jerry in those bubbles,
yeah,
I would say it's fake. But I don't know, man. It's too funny. It's too hilarious. I mean, it is hilarious.
Just you listening to it is funny to me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.